This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In the last episode of Chimes Bookshelf, we spoke about The Marvelous Land of Oz, written by Lyman Frank Baum. Today, I have got the sequel of the book. Remember, I told you about Ozma? Ozma of Oz? Yes, once you read The Marvelous Land of Oz, you will come to know who Ozma is. And in this book, it is all about Ozma's adventures. Guess who she meets? She meets Dorothy. Yes, and then there is Bilinia, a yellow hen, the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodman, also the Cowardly Lion. There's another beast who's a hungry tiger. And many people. The story starts with Dorothy, who goes on an ocean voyage with Uncle Henry. And what happens is, Dorothy is blown into the sea by a storm. Yes. She suddenly finds something floating and she takes refuge on it. When she goes ashore, there is a coop and there is a hen inside. Dorothy befriends the hen and calls her Bilina. Both Dorothy and Bilina, they go on to explore the land and meet many people, like a tribe of brightly dressed people called Wheelers. Why they are called Wheelers? Well, when you will read the book and find out. Then they find a clockwork man. The man's name is Tick-Tock, and they reach the land of Ev. Then they meet a notorious princess who kind of has a grudge with Dorothy. There appear Princess Ozma from the Marvelous Land of Oz. Along with her, there is her royal court of Oz as well. She takes charge, she befriends Dorothy, Bilina and Tick-Tock. Then they go towards their expedition to the Kingdom of Gnomes. What happens in the Kingdom of Gnomes? Are they able to meet the Gnome King? Who exactly is Gnome King? And how do they meet rest of the company? For this, you have to pick up the book and read it away. Yes, this book is written by Lyman Frank Baum as well and was published in the year 1907. The book was made into various musicals, various theatrical adaptations happened, and also animated adaptations were made of this novel too. This novel also has lessons for us. The most important lesson is goodwill, and that of the friendship, which is the theme of the previous two novels as well. There's a lot of adventure, there's a lot of fun. So do read this book and enjoy yourself. Ozma of Oz for us today in Chimes Bookshelf. Wait for the next episode to see which book we are getting for you. To know about other books, our reviews and recommendations, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.